What is going on, everybody? This is Jason Phelan hosting Collegeville Conversation presented by JP Sports, and we have a very, very special episode today because our Philadelphia Phillies are in the World Series finally after 13 years. This is the first time the Phillies are in the World Series since 2009, and we couldn't be more excited. They'll be facing off against the Houston Astros. What more is there to say about the Phillies this year? They started off 22-29 under Joe Girardi as manager. Then they fired Joe Girardi for Philly Rob Thompson. As everybody knows, the legend and the story, Thompson was the bench coach for the Phillies until Girardi's firing. And from that point on, he took the Philadelphia world by storm. He won 8 straight games, going 8-0, and just about led the Phillies back on track and got them here to the World Series. I mean, as a diehard fan coming from me, I was doing everything imaginable, you know, jumping, screaming, crying, you know. When Harper hit that home run, I immediately knew that, you know, that was the clincher, right? That was the game winner right there. I think that moment right there cements itself as one of the all-time greatest Philadelphia sports moments. Top 10, definitely. Maybe top 5. It's obviously not better than the Philly special or the Tom Brady strip sack, of course. But yes, it very well is up there. Oh my goodness. I lied about that. So, this World Series is it's pretty interesting. This is actually a rematch of the 1980 NLCS when the Houston Astros were in the National League before they went to the American League in 2013. So both of these teams had very different regular seasons. Of course, with the Houston Astros winning just about 106 games. No, I lied. Yes, they did win 106 games. They won 106 games, had 56 losses. They won their division pretty handily with 16 games up over the Seattle Mariners. That division is actually pretty abysmal, of course. It's got, other than the Mariners and the Astros, you have the Angels, the Rangers, and the Athletics. The Angels should be way better than they are with all the talent that they have with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. But that is besides the point because the Phillies are in the World Series. We are talking about the Fightins here and nobody else. Everybody else sucks at baseball. The Phillies are the only team that's good. Hope that doesn't come back to backfire on me. So, obviously, this playoff run for the Phillies has been nothing short of improbable, to say the least. When they started out in the wild card round with the St. Louis Cardinals, they were down big in the 9th inning of Game 1. Then they roared back to score 6 runs and win the game. And from that point on, the Phillies just have not looked back at all. They kept winning. They swept St. Louis. Then they had a gentleman sweep 3-1 of the Atlanta Braves in the NLCS, and then another gentleman sweep of the San Diego Padres in the NLCS to clinch their first pennant since 2009, where they played the New York Yankees in the World Series. We could have saw the Yankees in the World Series this year, but obviously we could not now because the Houston Astros swept them 4-0 in the ALCS. I'm just at loss for words right now because going from a decade of being absolutely mediocre to subpar to absolutely awful, then you get your first playoff run since 2011 and you're going to the World Series. It's just unreal. And obviously, going back to Rob Thompson, I couldn't believe, was Joe Girardi actually the only thing that held them back? I mean, the Phillies just turned themselves around from top to bottom. Oh my gosh, over the last few years, with starting in 2019, signing Harper, signing Real Muto, trading for Real Muto, I mean, signing Segura. Gene Segura, he just played out of his mind these playoffs when it comes to fielding as well. He's been big in the field, making a couple of good plays that saved runs and saved games as well. You just can't ask for much more from a guy like him. And not to mention Bryce Harper, of course. Bryce Harper has been having a near unprecedented postseason this year. Oh my gosh. He's been batting over 400 in the postseason. He's got a batting average of 400. He's got 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, 2 doubles, and then 3 doubles, 8 hits. He's just been unreal. He's been everything that you pay for when you pay 13 years, $330 million for a superstar. And he's just been worth every single penny. It's just been unreal. You can't ask for much more. Him and Rhys Hoskins, they've been showing up all postseason. And Kyle Schwarber, too. Shout out to Schwarber for that huge, huge, huge home runs, including that huge towering moonshot, which went nearly 500 feet in Petco Park. This World Series, this playoff run, this is just for all the Phillies that haven't been able to get to a World Series over the last decade or so, such as Cameron Rupp, Tommy Joseph, Mike Alfranco, Cesar Hernandez. It's hard to believe that that was the Phillies' core at one point. I can't believe that. Gosh, man. The Phillies just, they turn themselves around from top to bottom. You just can't ask for much more out of your front office. Props to, I got to give a little bit of credit to former Phillies GM Matt Klentak for signing Bryce Harper and making all the offseason additions that needed to be made when he was here that ultimately led to this. And of course, props to Sam Fold and Dave Dombrowski for keeping the front office stable. And of course, the Phillies owner, principal owner, John Middleton. Also, on sentimental value, this Phillies playoff run, this is dedicated. I would like to dedicate it to Roy Halladay, of course, the late, great Roy Halladay. One player that you would have liked to have seen won a ring. He should have won a ring in 2010 and 2011 with the Phillies. The Phillies should have made it that far, so to speak. But, you know, of course, Doc, this is for you, man. But, I don't know. My prediction is I think that the Phillies are going to... I think it's going to be a close series. I would like to say Phillies in 6 or Phillies in 7. Obviously, the public and Vegas likes the Houston Astros. They got them winning the whole entire series at minus 170 odds. And also on a side note, for those of you that bet, you can take the Phillies winning the World Series and the Eagles winning the Super Bowl at plus 1776 odds, courtesy of Barstool Sportsbook. Obviously, bet responsibly. And just bet responsibly. And if you have a gambling addiction, make sure you call the SAMHSA's National Helpline. It's 24/7, 365 day a year treatment. And so yeah, just bet responsibly and do not bet all of your money, of course, on one thing. Most of the time it doesn't end well. But back to the Phillies. My prediction is the Phillies win in 6 games. That's what I would like to see. So I just wanted to voice my excitement for the Phillies going into this World Series. As always, we're talking about the Fightins. Go Phils.